all around the world, men and women, people of all ages, have witnessed the awesome manifestation of God's presence, power, and His love rendered in words. Words beyond the written pages.
Why are we preaching like this? Why do we travel all around the world preaching the gospel? Because Jesus is coming again. And He left us with a message to tell the untold. A message for the whole world.
This message of faith in God and His unfailing word has brought about change in the lives of millions around the world. An improvement that brings many more to such meetings with the man of God, knowing that their lives will never be the same again. Today we bring you excerpts from a special meeting with our man of God, Pastor Chris.
Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
Everything has a source.
The original source material for everything is God's Word.
And from the beginning, it has been the principle of creation and recreation.
This is what modern physics is based on. They didn't know it was in the book already. We use things which are not, but they exist in the realm of faith. To bring to nothing things that are.
Get ready to tap into the wealth of God's Word and frame the circumstances of your life in line with God's plan and purposes for you.
His Word is absolute truth. You can depend on it. The Word will produce faith. And our faith is always connected to our need. If there is no need for it, there will be no faith to it.
And in this expose on sound, matter, and faith, let God's Word direct you in His path and pattern for your future.
Oh, glory to God. You still in this place? Look at the Matthew's Gospel. Chapter 12. From verse 35. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth. Do you realize that sometimes when you are given into the gospel and you are giving so much, it is possible that at a certain time you may not be getting financial results as quickly as the demands for your giving might be. Sometimes it could cause you to wonder, I'm giving. I'm not receiving enough. Several things can be happening. Number one, don't start by thinking something is wrong. Did you hear what I said? Don't start by thinking something is wrong. Because the other fellow said he gave and he had this great testimony. The other one gave and suddenly this happened. The other one has been given and just been making progress. I have been given for even much longer and I haven't seen a change. I just keep seeing only my salary. In fact, I was demoted one time. They even cut my salary. Listen. Don't base your life on the circumstances of your job or your business. Or even your finances. Don't do that. Wait on the Lord. Wait. When He does His thing. That's why He told us, rejoice with those who rejoice. Some people hear something good has happened to their neighbor. And then they say, neighbor, I heard I heard you got a new job. Congratulations. I heard you've had a baby. Congratulations. I heard you bought a new car. Congratulations. Then they go to their room. What have I done? Oh God, what have I done? My friend that we started together. I'm more committed, Father. I know it. I'm in the choir, I'm in the heaven, I'm in the women's fellowship. I'm committed. I'm an usher. I'm a coordinator. What have I done? Do you know what changed? Listen, your body does not know time. Your body doesn't know what country he's in. This body is not aware he's in Johannesburg. Are you hearing me? Your body doesn't know that today is Saturday. He's not aware. The tears that come out of your eyes don't know that this is September. Everything, when you walk, you know, you've been walking like this. Yeah, until you heard that. In church, you were like this. Hallelujah. You know, they said glory. And you said glory. Woo! Then after the service, you came out like you were flying. I mean, I was so blessed. I love that testimony. I love the pastor shared today. And while you're still doing that, somebody's coming to you. Bruce, did you hear? And you're still doing like this. Woo! What is it? Then he carries you and you go. Your body movements. Your body didn't know squat. He was like this, and he was like this, and then he was like this, and then he was like this. Everything is based on information. It's all based on information. What does the information do? The information creates pictures. It creates pictures. Until you see something, it never becomes real. Are you hearing me? I don't know if you're getting this. Are you getting this? With the heart, man believeth. Sobre disco and rodigos cojo paramando, oncus cojo la mangredida. Mr. Pastor Chris, what did you say? Segos cojo la mangredis eto paco consciousne. Calacuzo mani. Alakuzo mani, kakuz kuzo namane, praktuz oro dios, pelagongrodika angadesh, over mandes. Kizo makito akrozdo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
You're here, right?
Yes, sir.
Just want to, let me take you to a few things here. I want to read the scripture to you. Very simple. Because until and unless, turn to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, and open to verse 23. Have you seen it? What does it say? If thou canst believe, all things, I told you, in the supernatural realm, we have infinite possibilities. All things are possible to him that believeth. What do you believe? The word. I told you, that's all that rules in the realm of the supernatural. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. With the heart, man believeth. You believe with your heart. So the possibilities, your spirit has the capacity for infinite possibilities. There's no telling what you can do. There's no telling what you could be. There's no telling what you could have. If you will only believe. And you can believe with your spirits. A complete metamorphosis of your life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? A complete transformation in your life. Listen, it doesn't matter what limits have been placed on you, whether from your family, whether from your friends, whether from your location, your job, your training, it makes no difference. This is infinite possibilities. If you can only believe. Oh, studying the word of God, I said, Father, I dare believe. I dare believe. Yes. Dare believe God. Dare believe God. Dare believe God. Dare it. Let nothing stop you. Say, I'm coming out of the crowd. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm coming out of the limits. I'm going beyond the limits. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible to him that believeth. And that's me. I dare believe. Dare believe God. You'd be amazed at what we're doing all around the world today. It's just amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. But it is not by might. It is not by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. What can God do with your life? Years ago, as a little boy, I said, Lord, what can you do with a teenager like me? What can you do with someone like me? I was saying, I'm ready, I'm available. If you will use me, I'll be it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Why do you think Satan likes to give us a lot of attention? You didn't get it. Satan likes giving us a lot of attention because he's too troubled by us. He's very troubled. And I never tell him, leave me alone, because he can't. And he's worried night and day. I know. So I never tell him to leave me alone. Because that's like telling him that he should stop his work. See, because you see, through the power of the Word of God, we have done things that, you know, hey, did that really happen? Did it happen? And Satan calls all his officers together and says, why did you let that happen? And they, with all due respect, they say, sir, you were there too. And you know, when I say that, it's not boast. No, no, no. And if I dare boast, I boast in the Lord. I'm talking about what the Word of God has done within my spirit. Don't let your life be dependent on circumstances around you. Think again. Think again. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made unto salvation. The realms of salvation. Oh my goodness. Yes. Where there's a lot of blessing, all the blessing of God is in salvation. When you come into the realms of salvation, it's all joy, joy, joy. It's all joy. That's how come Paul and Silas were singing praises to God while they were in prison, and their hands and feet were in stocks. They were singing praises to God. It's all joy. You don't even try to make it happen. It just flows. If you have not come there, that is why you're here. Because this is your life. This is, God gives us His prescription for life. He tells us how to think. Did you know God told us how to think? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He tells us how to think. Write it down. You read it for yourself later. He tells you how to think. And the kind of thoughts you should not accept. I told you, your behavior, your actions will be based on the pictures you see. And whatever information that comes to you, whether it comes by someone talking to you, or you see it on television, or you read it in a book or a newspaper, makes no difference. Information is information. And when that information comes, it paints a picture. It gives you a picture. What you see is what you get. Amen. Okay, let me show you another scripture. You want to see this? Carol's. You see, there are things I want to communicate, but they're coming. Some of them are coming in tongues. You see, they're coming in the spirit. All right. Go to 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4. This is nice. Let me explain something. You see, God gave us His word for some very definite reasons. One is to impact faith. And faith never comes without a picture. Okay? It impacts faith because it paints the reality of what it says. The word produces what it talks about. When the word is there as the divine logos, it's like that wave in inertia. You see it? Until you look. When you look, you see it. It ceases to be potential energy. It becomes matter. That means what the Bible said. I said, where is the origin of matter? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Ah. Guard your heart. Mount guard over your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of your heart are the issues of life. That's the origin of matter. You say, Yes. That's where it is. Because the universal matter came from the heart of God. You're made in the image of God. Everything for your life is going to come out of you, out of your heart. That's where it's based. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, from verse 35. He says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart. Look at it. Bringeth forth what? Good things. I told you yesterday that we are the ones who produce whatever God wants in the earth. We permit, we bring them forth. We allow, after scrutinizing, our spirits will go over everything and decide only the will of the Lord will be done here. That's why he says, when you pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That prayer becomes fulfilled in your word through you. Can you see it? Look at it now. You just saw it in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. And here it is. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. There's the origin. Where is that business going to come from? Where is that capital for the business going to come from? Say, well, I have good ideas, I just don't have money. You are you waiting for somebody to bring forth the money? It doesn't matter what the medium is. What matters is the source. Forget about the process. I told you, faith is the essence, not the process. Faith is the essence of things hoped for. Faith is the essence, not the process. That's what the Bible says about Abraham. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his body now dead. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was strong in faith. Faith, the essence. That means what he was concerned about was he saw the baby Isaac. What are you seeing? The essence. Are you seeing the business or are you looking for the capital? That's your mistake. Faith is the essence. If you hold on to what the picture is, that's your words. Don't worry about how it will navigate to you. Don't worry about who does God have over there to make it happen. That's none of your business. What your business is, faith is the essence. The essence of my hope. My hope is not about someone helping me with the money. No, my hope is not who's going to give me the venue. No. I can see us worshiping in that place. I can see us having that building. I can see it. I can see it. You say, I wanna build a new bakery. Can you see it? Can you see the bakery? Can you see it? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Can you see it? Faith is the essence. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. He was strong in faith. He held on to the picture, because when you look away, it turns to potential energy. But when you look at it, you see the essence. Oh, Lord, God. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? You know, think about that young man. He said he was going to be a doctor. He was studying to be a doctor. Then trouble came. He failed the exam. And trouble came. And the other thing happened. And the other thing happened. Now he says, God, 3 years ago I wanted to be a doctor. Look at me now. Oh God, He don't want you to look at you now. Can you see you as a doctor? Can you hold it in your hand? It's not about the exam. It's not about what they said. It's not about that your father died. It's not about that the money didn't come. It's about the picture. Can you see the picture? Glory to God. Sit down again. Woo! Hallelujah. What are you thinking? Is something trying to discourage you? Turn away from that thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Go straight to 17. Oh, I like this. Yabakatileke mondorobosa. Hi. Look at this. Look at this. He says, for our light affliction. He calls it light affliction. Our light troubles. Are you hearing me? The difficulties that we experience. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Tell somebody it came to pass. It came to pass. Hey, it came to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sit down. It's a light affliction. Next time you meet a brother or sister going through some difficulty, you say, brother, it's a light affliction. It came to pass. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. It's for a short time. It's for a moment. All right, look at this now. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Listen, he says, no matter what you're going through, if you will stay focused, I'll show that to you in a second. He says, there is a far more eternal weight of glory, a weight of glory. Something is coming. Are you hearing me? Something is coming. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Brothers and sisters, you see, these are my cogitations. You understand? When I'm sitting in my sofa, these are the things that go through my mind. When I lie on my bed and I'm going through the scriptures, these are the things that go through my system. They course through my being. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh. It says it's producing for us a far more exceeding in eternal weight of glory. It says, if you think that you've seen our lives glorified, you ain't seen nothing yet. Are you following this? It says, what's coming far outweighs all we have ever seen. How? Hey, brother, you get a move on inside. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hey. Some of you are saying, get to the next one. Get out of you. Oh, glory to God. Look at it. Next verse. That's where it is. He says, while, look at it. Carefully, I want you to see it. Look at it. Hey! Woo! Mama! Hiya, ya, ya! Stop now. Just a second. You know, I tell people all the time, the church is there for you to inspire you. Not only to bless you, it's also to inspire you. When it comes to business, expansion, finances, look at the church. God puts the church for there for you to look at. He puts it there for you to look at. Look at the church. Jesus said, that if a man will hear my word and do it. He said, he is like a man that built his house on a rock. And the floods came. And the winds came. They beat upon that house. It remained standing. Because it was built on a rock. Founded on a rock. He didn't say that if you build a house on a rock, the winds will come and turn away. And the floods will come and flow away. He said, no, they'll beat upon the house. If it's on a rock, it'll remain standing. That's what this ministry is about. I said, devil, throw your best shot. Let the winds come. Let the floods rise. And if you look at the ministry like that, and you build your life that way on the word, you build your finances, your business, your family, whatever it is, you build it on the word of God. It doesn't matter what comes out against you. Let the floods come. Let the winds come. Hallelujah. Put that scripture back there. 18th verse. Let's examine it. Why we look not? He says there's a greater weight of glory coming. Why? While this is happening? He says that one is happening. Why? We look not at the things which are seen. We are not looking at the visible things in the natural world. But we are looking at the things which are not seen. That means these unseen things are real. So We remain focused, looking at the unseen. That's why I tell people, oh, come on, don't say that. You're looking at the wrong thing. The young man came to Elisha the prophet. He said, Master, we are surrounded. He said, surrounded by what? He said, they're soldiers. They're here to take us. Elisha said, oh God, open this young man's eyes. Are you following this? The young man came to show him something. Now he's asking God to open the young man's eyes who came to show him something. You know what he's telling him? He's saying, young man, you're looking at the wrong thing. Who told you we are surrounded? You're looking at the wrong soldiers. You know, I was praying one day. I said, Lord, I fear no man. I fear nothing. Because you said to me, fear not. I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. I said, I have no fear. Hallelujah. Have no fear. Have no fear. Don't look at the wrong thing. Take your eyes away from the wrong thing. Create the life that you want by looking at the unseen. Bring them, he says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. How did he get them? Faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith brings the pictures. Faith brings the seed. The seed, the word seed that you need into your spirits. The seed box, as it were. Are you hearing me? You gotta have the right seed in your spirit. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When like now, you're hearing the word, and faith's coming to you. You are making deposits into your spirit. Deposits. You are seeing possibilities, infinite possibilities. You are thinking now, oh God, I can do, I can do, I can be, I can have. It's happening in your spirit. When you leave this room, keep looking at the unseen. Because every time you look away, it stops being. This is scientifically proven. It stops being. It turns into potential energy that's just there, not doing anything. Until it is acted upon primarily by observation. When you see it, it turns into reality in matter. And then you'll be ready to bring it forth from within you. From within you. Last night, we called out those who had been diagnosed with cancer. And I was giving the word. Using the word of God to do something. Acting the word, speaking the word. What was happening? I'll show it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Look at verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 28. What were we doing last night? See, I tell people, if you just speed read all the time, you may miss a lot of good stuff. Look at this. And base things. No, but so you can get the context. Go to the previous verse. Let's see. We start from here. What I want to show you is in the 28th verse, of course, but I want you to catch the context. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I mean, think about someone like me. Me? Don't I know me? I know what I'm talking about. I know me. On my own, I can do nothing. I know me. But with him, sometimes I look at me and say, Lord Jesus, what you made out of my life. Your word has so changed me. It's amazing. Glory to God. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Mm-hmm. Next verse. Next verse. And base things of the world and things which are despised. Imagine us going, La Boko Satanaba. And some of you say, look at them, talking nonsense. Lebora sekete la. Listen, nonsense. They said, I went to that church and everybody was saying, Alakaboroko la barabara. They said they were all just dancing like mad men and women. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. That's where the power is. And base things of the world and things which are despised. Now, don't miss this. And things which are despised hath God chosen. Then he says, yea. Yea. You see, I want you to understand this poetic realm that this great apostle of God ascends. He's making comparisons and suddenly he comes to another level of inspiration. And he says, yea. This is now climactic. He says, yea. And things which are not. That means things that don't exist in the natural world. To bring to nothing. Are you seeing that? Things that are not. Things that don't exist in the natural world. To bring, because if it didn't exist anywhere, it would not be a thing. Things which are not existent in the natural world, God has chosen to bring to nothing. Things that are like the cancer. Those cancers, as at last night you could say, these cancers are. And by God, we will use things which are not. But they exist in the realm of faith to bring to nothing things that are. Are you following this now? This is the opposite side of the working of faith. Go to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Can I just help you see this? Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. God said that to him. Then he goes on, before him whom he believed, even God. Watch this now. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. God makes alive the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Things that don't exist. Things which be not. God calls them as though they already existed. And when he wants to take things that exist out of existence, he uses things which are not in existence to take out. Hallelujah. So when you have things that are, situations that are, and you don't want them, and you want to bring them to naught, you have to apply things which are not. Hey! Where do you get them? From inside. Inside you. Inside you. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Lift your hands toward heaven and magnify God. Glory to God. Speak in other tongues.